travelling fearlessly, understood why Largo had not taken well to his first view of the maggot-ridden chamber. He felt sorry for what he had been forced to do to Largo, and tried to make amends by using as much of Largo's memory and component parts as he could. He was sure the humans would appreciate this gesture.
"After Largo came, it was very lonely again," the mouth said, "much lonelier than before."
"You didn't grasp loneliness until you ate him, you fucking stupid maggot."
"That is possible."
"All right, listen to me carefully. You've explained to me that you feel pain."
"Good. I needed to know that.
You presumably have a well-developed instinct for self-preservation, too, or you wouldn't have survived until now. Well, I have a harbor maker with me. If you don't understand the concept, look it up in Largo's memory. I'm sure he knew." There was a pause while the maggot shifted uncomfortably, red fluid sloshing around like seawater under a beached whale. Harbor makers were nuclear warheads, equipment carried by the flotilla to assist in the development of Journey's End.
"I understand."
"Good. Perhaps you can use that gravity trick to stop it from working, but I'm willing to bet that you can't generate arbitrarily strong fields that easily, or you'd have used something similar to immobilize Largo when he started giving you difficulties."
"I told you too much."
"Yes, you probably did. But I still want to know more. About this ship, mainly. You were engaged in a war, weren't you? You may not have been winning it, but my guess is you wouldn't have survived until now without weapons of some description."
"We don't have weapons."
The grub's mouth looked affronted.
"Only armoring skin."
"Armoring skin?" Sky thought about it for a few moments, trying to get his head into the grub's mode of thinking. "Some kind of projected force technology, is that it? You can put up some kind of field around this ship."
"We could, once. But the necessary parts were damaged when the fifth Void Warren was destroyed. Now only a partial skein can be created. It's no use at all against an adept enemy like the Grub Eaters. They see the holes."
"All right. Listen to me. Do you sense the two small machines approaching us?"
"Yes. Are they also friends of Largo?"
"Not quite. Well, the shuttle crews might be," he thought, "but they were very unlikely to be friends of Sky Houseman, and that was all that really mattered. I want you to use your skein against those machines, or I use the harbor maker against you. Is that clear?" The grub seemed to understand.
"You want me to destroy them?"
"Yes, or I'll destroy you."
"You wouldn't do that. It would kill you."
"You don't understand," Sky said amicably. "I'm not Largo. I don't think like him, and I certainly don't act like him." He selected one of the nearer grubs and unloaded part of the machine gun's clip into the creature. The slugs punched thumb-sized holes in the creature's pale pink integument. He watched the red stuff drain out, and then heard an awful, shrill cry come from some part of the creature. Except he was wrong about that, now that he paid attention. The shrill cry was coming from the large grub, not the one that he had shot. He watched the injured one collapse down into the sea of red, until only part of it was showing. Several other helper grubs undulated towards it and began to prod it with their feelers. Gradually the keening sound of anguish died down to a low moan.
"You hurt me."
"I was just making a point,"